Somewhat like a Peace Corps with guns, the ADT has its own security team to protect it. ADT Commander Colonel Brian Cope says the team's Force Protection and Security Platoon is essential.
My Force Protection and Security Platoon is absolutely vital to the conduct of our mission in this particular environment. We would not be able to conduct any of the other agriculture-related operations without them there to support us.
Missions can be nerve-wracking, such as a recent one in the volatile Bach District. While traveling through a hostile village in armored MRAPs, the team begins to see troubling signs. The convoy creeps down the narrow lane, the intercom crackling with soldiers' reports. The village seems deserted, one notes. An officer says the bad guys have already planted 6 or 7 IEDs within 600 meters of this spot. There's no traffic, says another. A man in a field is watching intently. Someone calls out a metal teapot by the road. Maybe a bomb? A gourd hanging from a tree triggers a commander's sixth sense. He tells his gunner to get down. Then a donkey blocks the road. The insurgents sometimes use animals to pack their IEDs. A wheelbarrow with a yellow bucket looks suspicious, till ice is spotted in the container. An Afghan, lurking by a house, makes a cell phone call and disappears. A second later, an IED rocks the convoy. There's a moment of quiet as the team assesses the damage. On the intercom, one driver worries with his truck commander about being sitting ducks.
Better not have broke my truck.
I don't like sitting still like this.
Yeah, we gotta do what we gotta do. That's why they place them in areas like this, because we can't maneuver.
Troops in the lead vehicle report an IED tripwire catcher did its job. Jury-rigged by the security team out of a wooden pole and heavy coiled wire, it triggered the bomb in front of the truck. Everything was okay. But then the soldiers spot another danger.
Hey, I got a secondary tripwire up here.
Good catch, 2-2. We'll call it up.
With the route blocked by a second IED, the team makes the decision to back up and use a dry riverbed as a road. Captain Bob Klein says trying to win the war and the hearts and minds of the Afghan people makes security a tough job.
It's a hard mission because they have to be polite, they have to be professional, and they have to be prepared to kill. And in that order. And that's a hard balance.
Some of the security team's most difficult duty comes when the agricultural experts are out in the villages and bazaars, where disaster can be imminent. Platoon leader Sergeant Brendan Wilsinski says the ADT's people-centric mission sometimes exacts a toll.
At times it makes my heart flutter to have the commander out there in the population, you know, with the people. But that's his intent, and we're doing the best we can to support it.
Each mission outside the wire, as leaving the base is called, is meticulously planned. Platoon leaders relentlessly state the escalation of force rules that dictate the use of weapons. Equipment is checked and rechecked. And there is a lot of time on the firing range. However well prepared, the competing priorities can create internal conflicts in soldiers trained to be door-kicking infantrymen, not warm and fuzzy aid workers. Sergeant Charles Feltz, a former Marine, says it can be complicated.
It's great what the ADT is doing. Now, that's not what I do. I'm still infantry, and I provide security so the experts can do their thing, make sure they get out to the farms, talk to the key leaders, establish whatever ag is going to establish that day, and get them home safely. So I'm still being a infantry grunt, just not as kinetically as I'm used to. I said earlier, I don't know if I'll do it again. It's only because it's kind of hard to adjust. It can be frustrating sometimes when IEDs go off or you know the bad guys are out there.
But the Force Protection and Security Platoon stands ready to do its job. The ADT's youngest member, Specialist Joshua Lovell Ramey, sums up the work.
I can understand there's people out there, you know, trying to kill us, but that's what we're here for, to protect people.
Next week, a day on Forward Operating Base Salerno, the ADT's home in eastern Afghanistan. For WFIU News, I'm Douglas Wissing. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Douglas Wissing.